Hey everybody, this is Louis from Technically Journalism, a journalism blog I have on journalism and technology. Obviously, that's why I called it Technically Journalism. I wanted to do a real quick thing on Cover It Live. I'm sure most people have heard of Cover It Live. You've probably participated in some kind of Cover It Live feed, be it a chat, be it just watching somebody live update a blog from an event or something. If you're listening to this, you're probably a tech fan of some sort, and you maybe have seen some of the bigger tech sites, Gizmodo, Engadget, and all the other ones, use it at some point or another. Some of those are going away from it, but there's still a lot of value in Cover It Live, and I want to talk about that. I used it on my blog just as a test and experiment, an idea I had to see what people are tweeting about on any random topic, just to see what people are saying about it, and so you can set Cover It Live up to be a live actual chat thing where you can, you know, serve as an administrator, getting tools and live text stuff out, live chat stuff out, and people can respond to you. So you can interact with readers that way. You can do live video that way. There's a lot of stuff you can do. But one of the coolest things is the ability to bring in Twitter feeds, Twitter usernames, say. So if work, and we've done this before, if work wants me to be to tweet on a specific topic or specific news item, then they put in my username, and anything I tweet, anything at all, goes out to that thing, goes out to the feed. I think there's also an ability to specify what of that user you want to use. So you can set a user up, or a couple users up, or up to, I think, 6 or 7, maybe even more, Twitterers up into the feed, and it'll pick up whatever they tweet. But you can also set specific words, specific, just keywords that if they tweet that word out, it picks it up, which is cool. So there's a lot of stuff you can do with Cover It Live. So what I decided to do was just one of the most basic things, just create a show, what they call a show, which is this feed. Set it to pick up any tweet on the word or the hashtag immigration. That was it, just immigration. Nothing else. I didn't set a specific user. All I did was just a word or the hashtag immigration. And it was just amazing to watch. I started it like at midnight going into early Thursday morning. And it's still going on now, actually. I'm gonna stop it tonight at midnight. So I'll have it going for a full 24 hours in standby mode, which is cool. And it just has picked up thousands and thousands of tweets that don't go to my page. It's not hits for me. It's just Cover It Live aggregating what people out there in the world are tweeting. Any tweet, anything at all, any Twitter post at all that has the word immigration in it. And there were thousands of them, It's amazing to see. And it's cool to see like how diverse the opinions are, the locations, the people, what they're saying, how they're saying it. There's a lot of people from both sides of the kind of political spectrum there. There's people right down the middle, a lot of journalists, a lot of just regular people talking about immigration. I guess there was a big story in Florida. Somebody said somewhere that Florida was going to be the next Arizona. And if you're familiar with that, Arizona has a lot of immigration stuff going on right now. The big law that was passed, and then now has been, parts of it have been sent back down. So there's a whole thing going on in Arizona, and I guess Florida is up to something similar. And I know that only from watching my Twitter feed. Every once in a while I pop in. So there's just tons and tons and tons of stuff being said today within a 24-hour span of immigration, and from all over the world in some cases, and definitely all over the country, and from a variety of voices. And it was really cool. And I have to say, most of it that I saw, most of it was civil, which really surprised me, because you think of the immigration debate, you picture, or you think of, and the stigma is that if you stand on one side of the debate, you're a racist, and you stand on the other, then you're not. It's just kind of weird. But watching that feed was really cool, and you can see some diversity and a lot of varied voices. I'm going to go back through actually tonight and spend a good bit of time, probably a couple hours, combing through the feed, because it keeps them there. So I'm going to comb through the feed and do a write-up, just kind of spotlighting some of the stuff. And in general, maybe talk about where people were tweeting from, some of my favorite ones, and just to get an idea for what people are saying about immigration. And again, it's just a random word I picked for my blog. I think it's a pretty good idea. I'm going to try to do that every Thursday, just pick different news topics, and it'll just be one. And just to see what people are saying on a particular topic. I think it's a good thing for journalists to do. And one thing I realized as I was watching the feed, and I didn't realize this until now, is if you are a beat reporter, right? If you cover some topic, regardless of what the topic is, it could be a very local topic, It could be a very global topic, and preferably global or with some kind of bigger range. But you can create a Cover It Live account personally. You can have, they have free personal Cover It Live accounts. You can have a personal feed. You can create your own little feeds. You can put them in your own blog posts. A lot of you guys, a lot of journalists have blog posts at work. A lot of regular people have blog posts, have blogs just at home. Anybody can have a blog. So if you, even if you're a reporter or an editor and you don't have a blog at work, you can create a personal one. And you can just create a feed, punch in your topic, punch in what you think, what your beat is. If you're covering the Medicare, if you're covering healthcare, if you're covering, you know, the defense, if you're covering crime, anything you're covering that you think has, you know, has some kind of appeal to it, and you think people might be tweeting about it, obviously you can do a Twitter search, but with, you can also do it through Cover Live, and it's kind of cool, and it's just another way to see what people are talking about on your topic, what people are saying on your topic. You can reach out to them through that. You can kind of leave messages, so it's a cool deal. There's not a lot to say about it, just that it's just a cool thing, and it's another kind of tool for us to use creatively. At work here, we're using it with photos, which is interesting. We're just letting people tweet photos of a particular topic, and people love photos. So, you know, you can bring in your readers that way too with chats. You can actually have live chats. So I'll be doing something probably tonight, maybe tomorrow, looking at that particular feed and what people were saying about immigration, which has become a kind of worldwide topic. So that's all. Real quick post. Just wanted to talk a little bit about Cover It Live and what I was able to do with it in a short period of time. And we'll keep it going. I'll be doing one every Thursday. So if you just Google Technically Journalism, you'll find my site. We got a lot of stuff on there. I'm trying to post something every day, sometimes more. So there's a lot of stuff getting thrown up there, a lot of good content, I think, for regular, for just journalists and also for regular people, just to see what you can do in your life, just to see what you can do with covering a story or while covering a story. I'm actually getting journalists to send me stuff, which is really cool. I've had like 4 or 5 of them, and I'm reaching out to other people across the country to try to get posts going and try to talk about how people are using all the technology that regular people use every day. So, hope you guys are doing well. Today's Thursday. It's my Friday at work, so I'm done for the week. Very excited about that. And this will be up here pretty shortly. Take care. Thanks for listening.